The lobby of Hooligan's Lodging and Saloons looks more like a garage sale than a hotel.
I have like toothpaste and toothbrushes and shampoo and conditioner and lotion and soap.
Hooligan's owner, Molly Poland, walks through the piles of things donated by community members. They're for the people who were evacuated because of the Funny River fire.
Area here, so we have cat litter because there were lots of cats and they didn't remember the litter boxes. So I kind of was like, okay, let's get that handled. So we got cat litter, litter boxes, dog food.
130 people and 30 animals stayed at the Long Wooden Hotel over the weekend for free. She says she turned away paying customers because she just wanted to help.
I didn't expect for people to be so grateful. I was just trying to help. Sorry, I'm getting them for clip.
Oh, no.
I've had so many people, one lady yesterday looked at me and she goes, you're going straight to heaven. It made me tear up too. And then this morning when I went to my car and it was raining, I started crying. I'm like, why am I crying over rain? But I was just so happy because I know all these people are displaced and they want their homes, you know.
Other businesses and community members chipped in as well. People opened up their homes, offered free childcare, boarded dogs and kennels for free, gave away free pet food. The list goes on. Odie's Deli was one of the restaurants that offered discounted and free food to evacuees and firefighters. Owner Melody Symington said she just wanted to give back.
I am truly amazed by the outpouring of this community. It's just amazing how they've all pulled together and people just giving their own money and their own resources.
Back at Hooligan's, evacuees have gone home, but the work continues. April Folk scrubs the floors of one of the hotel rooms to rid the place of dog smells.
My mom always had me on the floor cleaning with my hands, so that's what I've done.
She says she's volunteering to clean because Soldotna is her home. She says the fire has brought people together in a way she's never seen.
Wow. An amazing amount of support, encouragement, wisdom was shared. Everybody just came together. It was just amazing, actually.
Folk says the community is trying to share another message as well.
Thanks to all the firefighters, the crew in the air, just thank you. I mean, it seems like that's not enough to say, but I guess as long as we keep pulling together, we can show them our gratitude.
Hooligan's owner, Poland, says she knows they aren't out of danger yet. She says they're holding on to the items people have donated until the fire is far away from the community. In Soldotna, I'm Ann Hillman.